This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Two big developments, two big cities, two shootings. In Chicago, a white police officer was charged with murder for the shooting of a black teenager in 2014, a day before the court-ordered release of a police video that reportedly shows the officer shooting the unarmed man 16 times. In Minneapolis, meanwhile, police are on the trail of shooters who turned a Black Lives Matter protest in Minneapolis into a terrifying bloody ordeal where five people were wounded.
When people come with violence to a peaceful protest, it proves the need for the protest. We're out here because people gun down people of color on a regular basis, and nothing ever happens.
Misha Grimm, a Black Lives Matter organizer. There has been an arrest of an alleged shooter in this case, but demonstrators remain camped out for more than a week at the 4th Precinct Police Station in North Minneapolis. They are protesting the police shooting of 24-year-old Jamar Clark, who was killed on November 15th. Joining us is Alex Baumhardt, a journalist based in the Twin Cities, who says fear has gripped much of this community.
Right now, there's a lot of skepticism. There's a lot of talk that the response by the police, who were, you know, less than a block away from where the shots were fired last night, that they took too long to get there, that first responders took too long to get there, that when the gunmen were leaving, a SWAT team arrived and basically was overwhelmed with the protesting crowd rather than following the shooters. And so, you know, there's a lot of skepticism about how they got away. But overall, it seems like in the aftermath of the shots being fired, it was a very somber mood. So I talked to a protester who arrived about half an hour after the shots fired, and he said when he arrived, it was like showing up at a wake. Everybody was praying. I think it came as quite a shock to everybody. And there had been talk about white supremacists coming, and there had been videos on that were shared on Twitter and Facebook, and everybody was on alert. But I think for it to actually have come to a head and people actually showed up at these protests that have been relatively peaceful over the week, for outsiders to have brought guns really took people by surprise.
Now, we understand there's been an arrest, and I suspect that everyone will be very, very interested in who the identity of the suspect is. And if they get all three of the alleged attackers who people say were on the scene, we'll know a lot more, right?
Yeah. There really are just so many theories being thrown around. And right now, it seems like most people suspect that these are white supremacists that showed up, that had been threatening to show up for a while. But yeah, as that's made clear, I think it's definitely added a new dimension to these protests, because it sprung out of Jamar Clark, and then it took on all this steam, all these grievances that people in the North Minneapolis community had been feeling for a while. And then this just really kind of puts it over the edge.
It's not just about the shooting of Jamar Clark anymore, but remind us of that original incident.
So early Sunday morning, there was a call made to 911 that there was a domestic disturbance at an apartment building across the street from the Elks Club, which is a popular bar. It's about a block and a half away from the 4th Precinct, Minneapolis Police. So the domestic disturbance call is made. Ambulance show up. They called for police backup because somebody later identified as Clark was causing them trouble while they were helping the victim, who was later identified as his girlfriend, get into the ambulance. So they said there was a disturbance. Jamar Clark was trying to get in their way as they put her in the ambulance. The police arrived, and according to almost all witness testimony, Jamar Clark was put on the ground, handcuffed, and at some point in this altercation, shots went off and Jamar Clark was shot in the head. So witness testimony says there were handcuffs on Jamar Clark. The police say the handcuffs were out. They were not on Jamar Clark. Jamar Clark became a symbol of a lot of things, I think, that were kind of rumbling in the community.
Well, and now with the protest and what's happened to the protest and these arrests, all of those things will be rumbling much more loudly. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Alex Baumhardt is a journalist based in the Twin Cities.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.